A group of Brisbane obstetricians and gynaecologists is calling for the right to opt out of performing abortions if a bill decriminalising the practice gets through the Queensland Parliament. The group has made a submission to a parliamentary inquiry into proposed laws to take abortion out of Queensland's criminal code. The inquiry is currently underway in Brisbane. Catherine Gregory reports.
Both sides of politics in Queensland are so divided over whether to legalise abortion that MPs will likely face a conscience vote when it's debated in Parliament later this year. A group of doctors is asking for a similar approach if a private member's bill to decriminalise abortion gets passed. Dr Brian Kenny at Greenslopes Private Hospital in Brisbane is one of seven obstetricians and gynaecologists who made the submission to the parliamentary inquiry looking at the bill.
Wanting to ensure that if any change does occur to the current legislation, that it includes the facility for doctors who conscientiously object to performing or referring for abortion to be able to do so with safety.
Dr. Kenny says his personal view, influenced by his Christian faith, is that abortion should not be taken out of the state's criminal code.
My concern, if the current position is changed, is that we'll end up with a situation that's similar to the legislation that exists in Victoria, where abortion is allowed up until delivery at whatever gestation, and there is actually an imperative for medical practitioners to either perform or refer for abortion services irrespective of their conscientious objection, which in a liberal democracy I don't think is unacceptable.
Dr. Kenny says nurses currently have the conscientious objection right. He says he, like some other doctors, would find it hard to live with himself if he were to perform an abortion.
Doctors are not machines. Forcing doctors to act against their conscience adds significant psychological, emotional and other stress to working life. And potentially you could see people moving out of the profession.
Abortion has been prohibited in Queensland since 1899 unless there is danger to the mother or child. But independent MP Rob Pine introduced the private member's bill earlier this year to decriminalise abortion, in line with most other states in Australia. Mr Pine says he'll confer with MPs to determine the cut-off gestation period for abortion. The move has been hailed by women's rights, legal and sexual health groups. Angela Taft heads up the Judith Lumley Family Research Centre at La Trobe University and was with the Public Health Association of Australia.
Queensland's very behind the eight ball here, really, in offering women options that are going to make it much safer and easier for them to access an abortion. So, you know, decriminalising is a very important step in the collection of accurate data and also the training of people, you know, to do the overwhelming majority of terminations, which are under 12 weeks.
Unlike Dr. Kenny, who thinks current legislation satisfies women's reproductive needs, she's concerned many women, particularly the disadvantaged, lack access to abortion services under the current system.
When it's in the criminal code, doctors are less likely to say they'll do it. And if you're living in a rural and remote area, it's probably far harder to get than it has been. The access to mifepristone, RU486, is going to make it easier hypothetically, but doctors have to still do things according to the law. So while abortion is still in a criminal code, health practitioners are going to be much less likely and feel much less comfortable to prescribe something that's a great deal easier.
She also points out the importance of choice for domestic violence victims. Angela Lynch from the Queensland Women's Legal Service agrees.
A component of domestic violence can be that reproductive coercion and a lack of ability to have control over any aspect of their life, including their reproductive health. Therefore, taking that into account, we really believe that if the government is really serious about helping the most vulnerable, what has to be taken into account is also abortion law reform.
The parliamentary inquiry is due to deliver the report at the end of this month.
Catherine Gregory.